test is in order. 5 enhanced clones, more capable than an army. Yet they exhibit a concerning level of disobedience and disregard for orders.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Rogue Rebels podcast. We are here to talk about the Bad Batch trailer. With me in my rotating cast of rogues is my lovely, beautiful wife, Liz.
Hola.
Beautiful inside and out people. And we have a special guest. You want to talk clones? I have a clone connoisseur, I would call her, Jonah Marie Macias from the Geeky Bubble.
I was trying not to laugh out loud.
My whole, like, I'm trying to make you laugh, like, to see if I can get you to crack before your intro.
But clone connoisseur, I should really put that down as a Twitter bio description.
I know what it means. What does it mean?
No way he thinks it does.
I'm an expert at clone. But yeah, I'm super happy to be on the show with you guys.
Yeah.
We miss you so much.
It's just
and I miss you too. I was gonna say we miss you, and I'm like, who am I talking about here? Me, myself, and I.
Me? What do they call it? The royal we, of course. You know, well, things get confusing when we're talking about clones, anyway. So, we're talking about the Bad Batch trailer that they just came out with. The show is coming out May 4th. Like, we are month away,
dude. We're month away, huh?
Mm-hmm. Oh, dude, more Star Wars! Yay! All right, let's see. I got some little business real quick. Make sure you're following the podcast. If you listen on Spotify, I just have made Rogue Rebels podcast playlists that sort of sort our episodes into the things that you might be interested in. If you want to hear Mando, there's a Mando playlist. Every episode where we talk about every episode of the Mando. You want to do Resistance? There's a playlist. You want to do Clone Wars? There's a playlist. You want to do... look, there's a lot of playlists. Just
okay,
go check them
guys,
out.
You know, Sal is really excited about this, so just please do me a favor and just go check.
I found out how to make the playlist public.
He won't shut up about it.
And people could check if this link works. Did it
He's
work?
He's a playlist connoisseur.
Apparently, now all of a sudden, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
So, yeah, listen to us on Spotify. You can also check us out at theroguerebels.com, where I'm doing all kinds of reviews and stuff. I just did a Bad Batch cheat sheet that should give you all the intel you need to know on the Bad Batch, including the Bad Batch playlist that you can listen to on Spotify. Also, check us out. Check out our Facebook page. Make sure you go and like it and follow it. You can check us out on Instagram and TikTok at The Rogue Rebels, and tweet us at Rogue Rebels Fam, F-A-M, because we're family. It's about family. That's what Star Wars is about, people.
It is. And found families, too. I love that.
Yes, the best. Jonah, where can people find you, if you want people to find you?
Yeah, that is a great... Thank you for adding that. but people can find me just on Twitter at BlueJakeEyes. Yeah, that's it.
All right.
And also my Geeky Bubble podcast with my mom.
Yes. That where it's great to hear episodes that are like all on... Like, I following your Resistance journey, because it was like at the same time as my Resistance journey, was good times.
Yeah, hey, good time.
Jonah, do you speak Spanish?
I do un poquito nada más.
Okay, because I'm thinking, like, I'm feeling maybe we should have, like, at least one podcast in Spanish. In Espanol.
I could try it. Yeah, I could try it.
¿Dónde está Alderaan? ¿Cómo se llama un clone 99?
Oh, that would be fun. That would be
fun. Yeah. Me gustaría hacer
Okay, perfecto. Perfecto. Sal está aprendiendo español, so.
¿Te gusta más Kanan o Ezra?
A mí me gusta más Ezra. Él es mi favorito.
Es un berry de azul.
Yeah, los ojos,
yeah, son muy azul. Okay, quick news thingies. I don't know if you guys have noticed that there is a vintage collection on Disney Plus where they have included the Clone Wars animated, like, 2D series, like, with
That's
Dirge
right.
that Axel was super happy about, but we didn't watch it yesterday. and the Ewok movies, which we may or may not do a commentary slash episodes on. We're definitely doing episodes on. I don't know how I'm going to force the family into that one. It's going to take a lot of wine for my wife, not for the kids.
That's for the kids.
Obviously. There's something else I'm forgetting. Oh, the cartoon from the holiday special and the Ewoks cartoon. There was a cartoon right. in the 80s for Ewoks. And they said the droids cartoon is coming.
I watched it.
Yeah, you watched it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's cool. I never watched it.
The only thing I've watched is the Han Solo, you know, the old Han Solo Boba Fett one from the...
From the holiday special?
Yes, thank you. but yeah, I haven't watched anything else.
Oh, that 2D animated Clone Wars series is super awesome.
Oh, except for that. Yes, oh, okay. And that too.
It's like the last edge of the vintage collection, but yeah.
Did they look like the... remember those like little bears that have like a... A rainbow and a star.
The Care Bears.
It looked like that, right?
Yeah, yeah. Savage Care Bears.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There you go. There you go. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Savage Care Bears.
What?
Savage Care Bears, dude. Yeah.
What do you mean savage?
Dude, they stab people.
And Ewoks aren't.
I'm talking about Ewoks.
Oh,
Ewoks
okay. I got you. Got you.
Care Bears.
I was like, I don't remember watching a Care Bear bear stabby people. It's like, what?
I forgot what book I read, but it was. I think it was an old Legends comic.
Wait, hold on, before you move on. Was there like one whose name was Nala? Or am I tripping?
Nisa.
Oh, I don't remember.
Nisa. Oh, yeah.
Nala is the Princess girl Nisa, yeah. lion in The Lion King, Nisa. Right?
Yeah, I remember. Yeah. She was gutsy.
Probably.
Yeah.
And I think Nisa did show up, or at least an Ewok that looks just like her showed up in one of the newer episodes of Forces of Destiny.
That's right. I remember. Yeah. She has the pink sort of pink hat, headdress, right? Yeah. Hoodie. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I guess it's not a hoodie, but whatever. what I was trying to say, there was an old comic, a Legends comic, where, you know, the characters are sitting and they're like, I never got, like, how could the Ewoks defeat, you know, and the guy was like, you know, I was there. It was, you know, they were savages. Like, they would come for us in the night when we were sleeping.
Like, they're so adorable. You'd be like, you know? Oh.
And he was like, and then there's another book that talks about it from the Ewoks' point of view. And it was like, the Ewoks, and you like, these skeletons, but their weak spots were the dark spots. Like, so they would, you know, because they knew a stab in between the armor.
I just feel like, hey, just so because dull. I talk funny, that doesn't mean I'm dumb. Just the same thing with the, I look cute and huggable, that doesn't mean that they're not deadly.
That's true.
Ichiwawa Yuta. Okay, that was my best Wicket. I'm sorry, everybody.
Translation, I'm going to kill these stormtrooper. Like, seriously, dude. Like, it sounds really, really cute, but they're evil.
Yeah. I like how he just, like, hits that fool cursing. In the shin.
Yeah, right? It's kind of like R2-D2. Who knew? Who knew? I'm Chopper, you kind of assume that he's going to be cursing. Mm-hmm. But R2-D2, on the other hand, I always thought he was very chill, very nice, and it's like, and then... They have this documentary about how, like, wasted he was and how he's always talking really badly.
Okay. Have you seen that?
Like, I think I have.
It was, like, an old special feature. I think it was on the DVDs.
I think so.
It was, like, Under funny. The Dome or something like that.
And I'm pretty sure BB-8 on Star Wars Resistance was saying a few curse words himself.
I mean, I always like the, like, explanation that, like, the Falcon likes talking to R2 because R2 makes dirty jokes. And then, like, if you go further into that, then you're like, oh, that's, and it's L3. Like, L3 is the Falcon that likes to talk to R2 because R2 makes dirty jokes.
Yeah.
It's so funny. Weird.
Everything builds. It's like poetry. It rhymes.
Okay. Oh, they just crushed my childhood. Well, actually, not my childhood, but, like, my early years of Star
George.
Wars. Actually, no, it makes it more interesting now.
This is what we wanted, Disney.
Makes it more interesting. I'm wondering what kind of jokes they're talking about now. Anyway.
We got Kenobi casting news. They announced a bunch of names. I don't recognize any of them, except, of course, the actors that played Owen and Beru. And it's kind of like, of course they're in it. But also, like, cool, they're in it. Like,
okay. I did recognize one actor because he was in Pride and Prejudice with Keira Knightley.
Ooh.
Okay.
And I thought, oh, that's Mr. Wickham or whatever his name is. And so so I can imagine him playing a bad guy in Kenobi because he has that look. Someone called him a sinister Orlando Bloom because he looks like Orlando Bloom.
Nice. Okay. I am excited, but I'm also, like, happy that the cast looks, like, cool and diverse. So that's always a good thing. But, you know, give me a trailer, Kenobi.
Yeah, yeah. Release things now. Or Cassian Andor's series, too. Yeah. Give me a trailer for that.
Okay, Cassian Andor is like, yeah, man. I'm all over that one, too. They announced the third Thrawn book is coming out in November, Thrawn Lesser Evil, which is like all about the Chiss Ascendancy stuff, which I'm into, and the covers just look dope.
Was there a Thrawn book that came out just recently too?
It comes out
it sounds
in
like
a month.
There was. Oh, I see.
It comes out actually it comes out in like 2 or 3 weeks.
Ah.
But like
okay,
it comes out at the end of the month and that's the second book in the trilogy. And then they were like, by the way, the third book's coming too. And I'm like, the second one didn't even come out, but whatever. I don't have to wait a year. You know, sometimes I get at the end of a book in a trilogy and I'm mad at the end of the second book. And then the third, it takes me a year to not be mad anymore because like the third book comes out and I'm like, oh, everything's okay or whatever. If you want more information about that, listen to my episode 75 with Alex Damon from Star Wars Explained, where we talk Victory's Price and me being mad at people for a year who made poor decisions in the second book. It's kind of like Tam. I was mad at Tam for a year. Remember that?
Oh my god, I remember that.
You guys remember that. You know what I'm talking about. Okay. And Legends are getting new releases with new beautiful covers. So if you like books, that's a cool thing. Okay, shall we get on to the trailer? My
trailer.
Wife is like, yes, please. Okay. Trailer. I have everything like shot by shot, but that's okay. I don't need to explain it to you. Ba-boom! Like cool lightning Kamino storm stuff. Let me paint you a picture. Bad Batch standing out in the lightning. Novos in the shot. Kamino, still Novos.
Novos. God, this is going to be long.
This is going to be long. And then it's Tarkin. 5 enhanced clones, more capable than an army. And then you see Tarkin. Dude, Tarkin
Ooh.
With Kaminoans?
Yeah, that's interesting.
That's cool.
I feel like he's working on things there, cloning-like things.
He's doing a rehaul. He's doing a reorganization of this republic.
Right.
To make it a better functioning empire, right?
Yeah.
Seeing what is it called? The Citadel, their little training area?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so...
Remember?
But, yes, I remember.
The rookies.
Yeah. But honestly, the Kamino one are just so amazing, so like flowy and so effortless, and they look great.
Yeah, I do really love their design.
I want to see a Kamino throw hands.
What?
Yeah. Would it be like a super slow like Tai Chi fight? Would they be like a punch?
Oh, I thought you meant like throwing the hands in the air and waving them like they just don't care.
No, I meant like, I meant throw hands.
Oh, that kind of throwing of the hands.
Yeah. That's what I meant.
I don't know.
But yeah.
If anybody ever has done a costume of a Kamino one, but that just must be beautiful.
I've seen pictures from Celebration and they had something like built, like it was like a hat that had the head on it. So that their head was basically like the shoulders of the, you know what I mean? So like, it was kind of faked and I'm sure it wasn't like a one-to-one or anything. Mm-hmm. And I only saw pictures, so I didn't see them walk around slowly and gracefully. But the costume looked good from what I saw.
Got it. You know.
It's beautiful.
Cops.
It's beautiful.
Cops are coming to arrest. They're like, we heard somebody's throwing hands, so Kamino wins. You can't, they're part of the empire. Okay. Man, this like echoes back at the Citadel.
Oh, yes, that's right. He is back. That's right, with the Domino Squad.
With Domino Squad.
All the dominoes have fallen except
everyone.
For him.
Fives was the last.
Yeah.
I would really love to, and we didn't get this in the Bad Batch arc, but I would really love to see Echo acknowledge Fives' death. Like, just, or even him looking at a photo, sort of like how Rex was looking at a photo.
Right. But him finding out what happened to Fives.
Yes. Like, I want to know that story. And I hope they kind of reference it here. So, yeah. Crossing
like
my fingers.
Now that they'll have more time.
Yes, them, exactly.
That'd yeah. That'd be cool. Yeah, it's cool. So they're like running through the gauntlet. This dude, okay, Wrecker is just like jump kicking droids. Like, you like, look at the journey that we've been on. Do you remember the Clone Wars movie? There's, like, that one shot of the clone who punches a droid, and he's like, ah! And then he gets shot and dies.
Yeah, so sad.
Like, now look at where we are. Like, Wrecker is jump-kicking. Like, they suplex somebody at one point. Like, it's...
wild.
It's madness. Yet they exhibit a concerning level of disobedience and disregard for orders. Lucasfilm, call me for future Tarkins.
I honestly hear it. Like, I hear Tarkin when
look,
you
it's like, Steven Stanton, he's like, he's super cool and all. Like, totally nice guy, but I'm just saying, like, you know, he does 27 other voices. Let me get one. If I got one, that wouldn't be my choice, but okay.
But I really love the, it's a very short moment when Hunter uses his knife to stab one of the droids.
Yes.
And I think it's just... oh, so, so hot.
And he does, like, and they put the shot in, too, where he does the flip over.
Wait, hold on. Let's explore that.
Oh, well, honey, my gosh, so hot. Okay.
Honey. Okay, but, like, before that, you see the one where, like, Echo's using his little droid arm to, like, stab into the droid face
of another droid? Oh, yes, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Savage.
That is savage.
So, yeah. Jonah.
Yes.
Back to hot.
Likes Hunter.
Yes.
This is not a secret, dude. She's tweeting this out.
Yeah, I know. The other day,
Twitter.
I was like,
babe, I know you're surprised.
The other day, I said, shh, don't tell Rex, but I think Hunter is hot. Because he is.
Oh,
and you know why? I don't know what it is. It's his overall vibe that reminds me of the Nulls in the Republic Commando books. Mm, like, I love those clones so much, and I feel like he exudes that, and I just I need more Hunter in my life.
I mean, to be honest,
he's
like
pretty
the whole
badass.
Special ops commandos kind of vibe. Like, these guys have that.
Mm-hmm.
You know
oh
what
yeah,
I mean?
For sure.
So, like, that's,
yeah,
that is pretty cool.
But for him specifically, I feel like the Ordo Skirata, something like that. I feel like it just comes out of him.
Mm-hmm. He's energy. Mm-hmm. Positive vibes.
Sorry, Rex.
Agreed.
Sorry, Rex. There's a new clone in town. Okay, let's see. We got them like... oh, yeah, then Wrecker's over yelling at Tarkin from, like, the next door going...
of course.
What else you got? Give me more!
That was actually a really good...
I will also be accepting Wrecker. D. Bradley Baker's jobs in the near future. Streaming May 4th. V-Wings on Kamino. Just any... I like seeing things.
Ooh, look at Jonah. Okay.
Yeah, I got a good shot of Hunter.
Yeah,
Let me keep screaming.
I meant scrolling.
Sure you did.
Oh, yes, that's so good.
Well, squad's nothing but trouble. Okay.
Yeah, I love how it shoots to him stealing something.
I like his I like casual Hunter, dude. He's straight up Billy from Predator.
Yeah.
Oh yes.
Yes.
Oh man.
You know?
Yeah.
And also like he's stealing that man's bike, dude. Look at that man. Look at that gentleman in the back that's like, man, like I literally parked my car where I could see it and I still get jacked, dude.
That's what happens when you live on Coruscant.
Yeah. No, because if you look, there are trees in the background. I said the same thing on Steel's show, and I got shut down. So let me tell you from experience that I have learned.
Are you shutting me down, too?
Let me inform you, Jonah, that this doesn't look like Coruscant because trees.
Trees. This is true. Yeah.
But
so
I thought
I
the same thing.
Where are we
maybe...
then?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, and I don't mean to jump. I mean, I do mean to jump ahead. But there's a planet that looks like Graxis. So maybe that could be it.
Possibly.
Who knows?
But
there's definitely
also,
not Coruscant.
They look like pine trees. Like they look like there's a... it also looks like they're on a winter planet.
Or,
so I don't
you
know,
if, like, it could be like the,
town could be
the fake trees over here where they hang all the antennas. Just saying.
That could be.
That could be it.
But
that's true.
We haven't seen those on Coruscant a lot.
I know.
That's
I'm all. Just saying. It's like, I'm like, what is that? That's a fake tree.
And
anyway.
This is totally kind of related, but somewhat off topic. But imagine if we saw Lothal in this style for any reason.
Would it look like that super cool, like the white vision, those like long white towers? You know what I mean?
I wonder.
Before the Empire. Like Ezra would always talk about it. You know, my planet was beautiful before the Empire.
Yeah, so I'm curious. I don't think they'll do that, but I've always wanted to see the Lothal in this particular style.
Did you ever read the Adventures in Wild Space books?
I did not, but I do know that Mira and Ephraim are in there. Yeah.
That is all.
Yeah. That is all. That is all.
I will continue on the story of this dude stealing a bike and riding off into the beautiful sunset with his face.
Oh, man, look at that shot. It's so beautiful. So beautiful.
Just take your face and get out of here. From the studio that bought you Clone Wars. But we get the job done. And then we got tech, like pressing a button and presumably blowing things up. Look, an explosion. Like, I love Hunter's little like knife sheath in his arm. Like,
oh, so good.
Hunter's my favorite Bad Batch guy, though.
Oh, like, yay!
Like that's my vibe too. Same here. I like the long-haired hardcore guy.
Yeah? Same here.
Axel likes Wrecker. That's.
I also like Crosshairs.
You like Crosshair?
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
He's a jerk.
Crosshair. Crosshair is interesting.
Well, when we get through this trailer, let's talk about Crosshair.
Yeah.
Okay. Alrighty.
So, yeah.
I'm intrigued.
Comes a new original series. You're Clone Force 99. I will be taking whoever that actor's
job is. Okay, who is that kid?
Exactly. But they Omega. Have fashion sense.
They do, because they love that necklace. Thing
little pendant childhood.
I see him and I think about Mandalore. That's what I think. Possibly. But it's not.
Well, we don't know what it is.
Yeah, and that's the thing too, that we don't know whether this kid is a boy or a girl. Right. And I wish that they would have clarified it in advance, just so that people aren't tossing wild theories. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, Palpatine. This is a clone of Palpatine. No.
That's same hairstyle, to be fair. Same hairstyle.
That's true. But I do love the comparison Becca from Tarkin's Top Shelf podcast brought up the other day, and she compared the photo to this child actor in The Neverending Story who played the Empress.
Oh, yeah.
The childlike Empress.
Yeah, and she has a similar type of headdress. Mm-hmm. Necklace thingy on her forehead.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just saw that and I thought, oh my god, I love that. So I would love for it to be a girl, especially since the main cast is our boys. You know, our men.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'd be good. Yeah. Okay, hold up.
She also reminds me to. I don't know why, and I know this is dumb, but it reminds me of Ahsoka, his shirt.
Oh yeah, Ahsoka colors.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the cut, the V cut.
Yeah, the V cut.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so somewhere there's a kid. Somewhere this child is saying like, "Say my name," and there's a little kid yelling out the window at a storm, going like, "Omega." Storm.
Pretty much.
Okay. I like it. I'm with it.
I wasn't that in the trailer.
Yeah, right? Such an important... They didn't want to spoil it. No spoilers. Such a big part. For years, I cannot figure out for my life. Every time I watched that movie when I was a child, I was like, what the hell is the name? I get like the kid Bastion flings open the windows and is like... I don't not child. Understand what the hell the kid says. And they never say it again and they never go back to it.
What's her name? Yeah.
We don't know. There's three movies and I never know the princess name.
Is there subtitles?
Maybe now, but back in my day.
Yeah, she's just known as the childlike empress. Yeah. And I think he was granted the name Moonchild, which is what he ends up screaming out. I haven't seen that movie in forever.
Who is...
My dog is growling. I don't know why.
Where's the dog?
Oh, I thought that was a cat purring. I thought I was going to ask one of you guys.
It's right behind me. For whatever reason, he's growling. What's his problem?
What's happening?
Oh,
somebody's at the door. That's what
he's leaving us.
Okay. So the Bad Batch is like walking through the docks, walking through Kamino, lightning shining on them, looking all cool. You know who we are? Hunter.
Hunter.
Let's go. Okay. Hunter is shooting a clone right now.
Yes.
We have clone on clone violence.
which is
not the best, you know.
That's
but
right,
man. I guess it is what it is.
They're defying their orders. I'm curious if they have if they had chips implanted in their heads, or are they so individualistic that they're able to overcome whatever programming that chip? Mm-hmm.
I feel like they don't have chips.
Ah.
I don't
because
know,
they were such
obviously.
Prototypes.
But yeah, mm-hmm. because they're altered and they're genetically unique. So I feel like they just went and did their own. What are you doing?
My baby.
You know, they're not like the other clones. So I don't think they went through the same
process.
Stuff. Yeah.
Got it.
So, but I mean, of course, I don't know, but that would
make
a good
theory. Yeah.
And I think that's also would be a good reason for the, for Tarkin to be oh, those ones aren't chipped. Yeah. Kill them. You know what I mean? Oh, yeah, they're disobedient. They don't even listen. And we can't make them.
Exactly. They become a hindrance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Echo.
Hyperdrive's online!
Tick.
Okay, we got Echo. Dude, Echo's new armor.
Looks so good.
So Echo went to the armor paint store and redid... at the end of the Bad Batch in Clone Wars, it was white and blue, which was somewhat reminiscent of the Echo we remember. Mm-hmm. With that really cool little thin helmet. Echo has the most costume change. Just Echo is the Padme Amidala of the Bad Batch. I don't know if you heard us talking about the last trailer and Echo has this weird toaster looking helmet.
Toaster. Oh yeah.
And then in the other episode, Echo has that narrow visor, not quite wolf, but very I don't know, almost First Order Snowtrooper visor on their helmet, on their white helmet. Now Echo has black and red, although it might be the same armor, just repainted. Mm. And a new helmet, though, for sure.
Yeah.
Echo looks dope, though. I do like that Echo's been yeah, man, I need to be cool with the group and changed Echo fashion to fit in.
To fit in.
Well, that sounds bad. I'm not a fan of people changing themselves to fit in. But in this case, I like seeing...
He's proud of where he's at,
exactly.
And he's representing,
Echo, man,
and he's part of the group.
The whole time. And you know who else wears a lot of black and would fit in with this group? Quinlan Vos. He has not been in any of the shots so far.
Nobody can see, but I keep rolling my eyes because you have no idea how many times I heard this.
But imagine how cool it would be if Quinlan Vos showed up. I would be able to hear Sal screaming.
They don't have a lightsaber guy.
See?
They need a lightsaber guy.
I keep hearing that in that same tone. He screams. He gets so passionate about this that he just screams all the time.
If.
Can't talk about Star Wars without him bringing that up.
Lightsaber guy candidates, he would be the best one! Okay.
You all right?
Tick.
Got it?
Ripping for jump. And then Echo plugs in and Tech's pressing buttons and going to hyperdrive. And it looks like they're getting chased by these three random ships that I don't recognize. Okay. That's the end of that sentence.
Rekka.
Let's blow something up! Oh no, what have I done? I blew up the show notes. Record getting in a fight at lunch, it looks like. I don't know what's happening. But I remember in the other trailer, dude, Crosshair throws a tray and hits two fools with one tray.
Makes sense.
He does that laser trick, but with a tray. That's pretty metal. Okay, they're arguing about food. Look, yeah, he blew something up. Cool.
And Crosshair, your move.
Okay, look at Echo's new helmet. You see there?
I'm telling you, he has all kinds of
tech. The middle, it's not the little tubes thing, it's more a third aerator. On the bottom of the chin.
Oh.
Narrow
yeah.
visor. This helmet has lights all over it, dude. Makes things difficult if you wanted to build one. But it looks so cool. Cross. Okay. This is drama queen status. Crosshair takes out his little, he lowers his targeting RF. Hunter throws a knife. Then Crosshair shoots the knife. Then the knife goes into the head of a droid. This is Chrono Trigger triple text. Everybody's teaming up for one attack. Which is awesome. But, you know. So, and it looks like that's one of the training droids. So it looks like over here, it looks like Crosser's over at the training citadel.
Right, yeah.
Hmm. Wrecker, ha! Where all you need! Then more punches, then more punches, then they're just looking off. Oh, then Tarkin shows up with shock troopers. So is that, fire?
Ugh. Yeah. Well, either way, I always see them and I think of how they killed five.
Yeah.
Shock troopers. I want Clone Force 99 found and wiped out. There was no R's in there. Clones are like, all right, let's get to work. And then we got Fennec, but we got Fennec lines now. I can't do Fennec. Anybody else want to take this one?
Oh, no.
No,
the galaxy is a dangerous place to be.
I don't even know how, like, I don't even remember her.
I mean,
her voice. Her voice, I just think of Mulan, but then I can't imitate that.
No. No.
My voice is so distinct on its own.
So she's there, she's aiming. I have no idea where they are.
She reminds me of Asajj.
I like Fennec. I like seeing Fennec in this. The only thing I don't like... Okay, let's not say that. The only thing I don't... Like, she's wearing the exact same clothes that she's wearing in 35 years.
Yes, that's right. I wish you could have given her a different look.
Like, it would have been... I do like the helmet. I love that helmet. It's really cool. But I feel like they could have just made it a little different. Because it looks like exactly the same.
I'm not going to disagree on that, but I am going to say that it's very funny coming from the guy who wears exactly the same brand of pants since I met you.
That's fair.
And the same shirts. That's
fair. I, too, and, have been wearing the same clothes the for same, 20 years.
The same shoes as well. The same brand.
Okay. I stand corrected.
Touché.
Enjoy your... When you find... If it ain't broke, why fix it?
Yeah.
Okay. She still looks good. We have this little creature. Are those the creatures that were on, like, the Zygerian arc that they were riding around?
Yeah. So I wrote down the word so that I could remember it, but it's a Brezak.
Brezak.
Yeah, from the Escape from Kadavo arc.
Ooh.
What's his name? Kenobi riding one of those?
Yes.
Yeah. And we actually briefly see a Zygerian at some point. In the trailer. Mm-hmm.
Like with the little whip and everything.
That's true. Yeah. That makes sense, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I just wanted to... I was pretty sure it was the same one, but just wanted to make sure. And now we got, like, Hunter going, like, we need to get out of here. And Echo and Tech are giving themselves, like, hey, man, yo, move, bro. And if you want to do an Echo and then you take off your helmet, you still have electronics to do.
Yeah.
He's got lights all over his costume. Okay, so it looks like they're, like, running out with little Omega through the, like, pristine halls of Kamino. What do you say, kid? You want to come with us?
And then
little Omega's like, how can I help?
So, Jonah, just before we move on, just because I keep looking at Kamino and I fell in love, you know, it's clean and pristine and white and, like, very minimalistic. If you could live in any... it doesn't matter. Like, don't think about time. Just think about Star Wars places. Where would you like to live?
Oh, Lothal.
Fair.
To give a different answer from that, I would also, weirdly enough, I would also love to live on Coruscant, just because it reminds me of New York City, and I kind of miss that right now.
That makes sense.
I would love that vibe. I would love that, you know, going down to the club
on Coruscant. Nice.
Good time.
Yeah, that's a good one. What about you, Sal?
I always say level 1138 of Coruscant.
Where?
Level 1138, down where, like, Asajj and, like, every time they go down to the dirty places of Coruscant. That's what I'm about.
Oh, yeah, the underworld.
But if I had to pick something other than that, I do actually like Sabine's family residence on Cronest.
It's cold,
I don't like cold, but it, like, looks like the views are beautiful, everything's like nice and clean and white, they have nice and art on the walls,
very minimalistic too, right? And
it's all like not like art deco, but like it has all those like cool geometric lines. The architecture is pretty. And if I had to pick another place, I actually like the base on a chopper base on the planet of.
Do you just not remember?
I don't.
Atalon.
The base must be here on Atalon.
It's a miracle I remember. Okay.
But I like those, and I like the sunsets there. With like Zeb sitting on the leaf.
With the music.
With the rock music.
Convoys flying off in the distance.
Yeah.
I think I would love to live in Mandalore, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Mandalore was nice.
Mandalore was nice, and also by the lake.
You have to stay inside.
Homie, how you did by the lake.
I just have to not have any of the terrorist attacks.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Naboo sounds really good, too.
And you can never leave the city. Like, you just gotta stay in the bubble. Oh,
I mean, you can, but, you know, you're just not gonna find anything. Well, I guess you can, anything. Right?
Yeah. Just super dead and empty. Okay. How can I help? Cool. Let's go. Do-do-do-do. Flying a spaceship. It's called the Havoc Marauder, and it looks really cool. Blowing up mysterious ships that I still don't know what they are.
I hope that's a theme song when we get to watch it.
And then we get to Jonas.
Okay,
Heaven.
You got your two boys in one shot here.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, this is like a part of Jonah's wall on her computer, you know?
I need a fan.
Help me!
So gorgeous.
Yes, we got them walking on this planet / area of crashed or wrecked or dismantled Star Destroyers.
You know what's funny too about this shot? It was when I was watching it, when I got the notification that Star Wars was posting something.
Mm-hmm.
I watched it and I got to this part and my phone fell. Like, I just got started freaking out and I was like, no, I can't watch the rest of the trailer right now. I need to tweet.
I was like, oh, cool, like Rex, you know, like that makes sense. But as soon as I started hearing the voice, I was excited about the voice more than I was excited about Rex.
Okay, so we watched this trailer the first time. I missed Rex. I don't know how.
You?
I did. I totally missed it. And then I had to go back. And Sally's like, it's Rex. And I'm like, where? And then he went back and I missed it again. How? I don't know. It's literally right in the middle. How? I don't know. I don't know why I was thinking I was older Rex. I thought I was going to see Rex without a...
Like you were looking with, for... Like,
I wasn't looking for a clone. Yeah, I was looking for his face.
Bald, yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's funny because my mind... right now I'm still in the Mandalorian time period kind of mode.
Okay.
So when I watch this, I'm like, okay, when is this taking place again? Because Star Wars just goes back and forth between time periods.
Yeah, it jumps around all over the
place. So I just have to like mentally put myself like, okay, we're in... So-and-so time after Revenge of the Sith.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So we get the voice. The Clone Wars have ended. And then we have they're looking out onto the distance, and like little Echo is holding little Omega's hand.
Oh, I mean, are they really though? Because like I was watching it, and I remember I was like pausing to really like make sure. Because if we get Dad Hunter, I'm going to freak out.
It doesn't look like Hunter's holding anybody's hand, just to make that clear.
Okay, I'm sorry, but the whole
thing... And Echo only has one hand.
With the kid, it kind of creeps me out. I'm waiting to see when he's going to turn.
Oh, no. Omega? Omega.
Omega. It's like, just like Ewoks look nice and cuddly on the outside. Telling you.
That would be interesting.
I don't know, man.
Well, Omega looks like Omega knows how to throw down, because we see Omega here with like some sort of really cool light bow.
Yeah.
Destroying things? Question mark?
Very similar to what shooting, the Night Sisters use.
Shooting clones.
Yeah. Yeah. I do like the vibe that it gives me from Ezra in season one, because he had the little slingshot.
Like slingshot? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So I get the similar sort of... look vibe to it.
He also has some sort of comb on his arm, or am I tripping?
Well, it's Ezra. Who knows what it is.
No, Ezra.
Well, at first it was the slingshot, and then in season two
I remember he had something on his arm too. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
You can either adapt and survive, And then that, to me, kind of looks like it could be... Well, no, maybe you're right. It could be Rexxus.
Yeah.
But it could also be, like, Onderon area.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, we're hearing Saw now. And it looks like they're inside an ATTE, the clones.
Yes.
And they shoot another ATTE.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, this is, like... This is actually... Voss's intended death in episode 3 was an ATTE.
Really?
Was him standing on top of an ATTE and another one turns around and shoots it. Like, oh, it was storyboarded, but it was never shot.
Good.
And then Saw continues. Oh yeah, you can either adapt and survive or die with the past.
You know, I find this quote from Saw so rich coming from him because I feel like the past, especially his sister's death, influences his decisions. So he's telling these clones that they need to move on, essentially, because for their survival. But he himself has not moved on.
Okay. I understand that, but I think what I get from Saw, particularly knowing Saw, like, don't put the emphasis on letting go of the past. Put the emphasis on changing and doing what you have to survive.
I see.
Which he does. So he's telling these fools, like, you need to do whatever it takes. Which is way more coming from Saw's character. Does that make sense?
True. Yeah, that makes sense.
Like, you know, if you want to keep being a clone, you're going to be dead. You need to find the new way that works. With this. Rebellion.
With this.
You know, members of this so-called rebellion. That's so crazy. Where's that passion? Where's that fire when your people need it?
He should be like an inspirational
dude. Saw, dude, he is. He has like the best lines. Okay, Jonah, have you played Jedi Fallen Order?
I have not, but I am familiar with certain sequences.
Okay, Jonah, Saw is in Jedi Fallen Order. And
yes,
he makes like the dopest
that.
Speech. He's like, but we are not yet lost. Kashyyyk is not yet lost. The Jedi are not yet lost. Hope is not yet lost. And like, oh, it's so dope, dude. Let's go.
It sounds good. Yeah.
Rise up, fools. And then he's like handing them blasters.
Oh.
And it looks like his people are taking the quarantine pretty seriously, which is a good sign. And then we got Hunter throwing some random explosive from his stolen speeder bike onto somebody else's probably stolen speeder. It looks like Fennec. So he blows her speeder bike up, and then she does the whole, like, wah, through the air.
Yeah.
Which is kind of cool. Yeah. And then we get more Saw. The decision is yours. And now he's a little bit more banged up. Like, his whole eyebrows sliced. He's got a scar across his face.
Yeah.
So, and he's got green eyes.
So, oh, I didn't notice the color.
Now we're to Saw green eyes, because in Clone Wars, his eyes are blue.
Yes,
don't ask me why
right.
I pay so much attention to his eyes.
I remember there was a whole conversation about that on Twitter about the eye color.
He's got green eyes, blue eyes, and brown eyes. Yeah, and then Fennec is like, man, you blew up my speeder.
Cool explosion in the background.
I'm gonna have to get a whole new one. Fennec glare. Then we got Hunter, we do what we do. And then Wrecker, like jumping down a whole pit of droids and like shooting him and throwing him at each other, doing what Wrecker does. Like, hand-to-hand against droids is just like way more enjoyable than it should be. You know what I mean? Just watching it happen. More Wrecker. Now here's the part where he's like, Hunter's fighting a Zygerian and sidekicks him. The light whip and everything. Strap in, kid. And they're taking off, and little Omega's on the ship with them. And they're going to light speed, and we get the Ezra shot of, like, little kid looking into hyperspace reflected in his eyes for the first time. I'm in space, and I'm gonna die!
Only Ezra's was more terrifying.
Yeah. It was awe-inspiring until it wasn't. And then, boom, the Bad Batch. Okay.
I'm so curious what that symbol is on Omega's forehead. It looks so familiar to me, but I can't place it.
I don't think I've seen it, so it doesn't look familiar to me.
It might just look very similar to other things, and I'm just confusing
it. Yeah, it's like a diamond with like a little thing on the bottom, a little wishbone.
Yeah.
I don't know what to call it.
It actually reminds me of like the third eye, like when you're able to, leads into my theory that this kid is force sensitive, sort of like baby Grogu.
I mean, I listen to Tool. I know what's up. let's see. We talked about Kaminoans. We talked about... Oh, I didn't... I was like, hey, is that Lamassu over there?
Oh, hanging yeah, out with maybe.
Tarkin? I can't tell. But we talked about Tarkin. Okay, Crosshair. So, all of the scenes here in Crosshair don't seem to be... Crosshair doesn't seem to be on any of the other planets with them.
Right.
Which leads to the question is, what happens to Crosshair?
Yeah, I know some people are kind of annoyed by some of the theories out there because Crosshair is their favorite character, but, you know, people are talking about how he might just be falling in line with the Empire and doesn't really see himself as working against them. But I don't know. I really don't hope that he died because that would be crazy. Mm-hmm. But I do like that theory. Like maybe not all of them agree.
Right. Like Ooh. To stick with the Empire. And maybe that's what I mean. If Tarkin declares war on them, in theory, he's like, execute Clone Force 99, except for Crosshair, because he's really cool.
My thing,
he is my favorite of the Bad Batch. You may not kill him.
I went a little bit deeper with it, and I said, well, maybe if he does turn against them, maybe he's playing the long game. Maybe he's an insider for passing information. So,
whoa.
Crosshair
maybe be the original, like, Cassian?
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Are you back?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Thyre? Question mark? Cool. Yeah, we talked about that. We talked about clones. We talked about Fennec. We talked about Rex. We talked about Saw. We talked about the Zygerians. Hey, we covered this. What is something... Where was Quinlan Vos?
Quinlan, at this point in time, is it... When does Dark Disciple take place?
Before Order 66, for sure.
Okay.
The last we hear of Vos, if we're going by canon source material, which I am, would be the mention of Quinlan Vos in episode 3, where he's like, oh, I'm sorry, I missed the meeting. And he's like, in short, they are going well. The Seleucumai has fallen, and Master Vos has moved his troops to Boz Pity. That's the last mention we have. And Boz Pity, nope, never mind.
Wasn't he, canonically, wasn't he also mentioned as a survivor?
He is, basically, canonically... In the Vader comics, he is on a list of unconfirmed missing Jedi, you know, that were not killed during Order 66.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not confirmed that he's alive, but it's confirmed that his death was not reported by any clone, you know, or anything like that. You know what I mean? So he either escaped or he killed every single clone that killed him and, like, there were no witnesses or, you know, there's nobody found a body.
Yeah.
He's assumed out there on the loose, maybe.
Well, I'm hoping he's alive.
Yes, as am I.
For your sanity, for your,
No, wait, for my sanity.
For Liz's sanity, actually.
Again, he has two blasters in his Black Dark Disciple outfit. And his Black Dark Disciple outfit is black with a little bit of gold accents. And he would be like the one that's like, he looks just like he would fit in. I have a Photoshop picture on my website, and you can see that he fits. He's there. If he was to be there, like, you would be like, oh, this picture is complete.
I found a pin cell that has Vos and Ventress.
Oh, that sounds lovely, though.
And I thought, oh, I need to tell Sal about this, so thank you for reminding me to send you this link.
You may. You can also hit up the Rogue Rebels on Pinterest.
Wait, Pinterest?
Yeah, because we have a Pinterest.
Oh, yeah. Sal is, like, trying to figure out how Pinterest works.
Yeah. I pinned something yesterday.
Did you pin something yesterday?
I don't know what happens. Oh, my God. I don't know what happens once it's pinned, but I did it.
It's just out there,
It was Star Wars, and then under category, it was The Bad Batch. So now we have Star Wars and The Bad Batch under. I don't know what happens. I looked at it. It just looked like the thing.
Share the link. Share the link.
I'm going to send it.
Now I have to the pin. Yeah, now I have to see that.
I sent it to Sal.
So is it like a wall?
Ah, there you go. I just got it. He just got it.
So I pinned it. Where did I pin it?
I mean, to your board. Your board. Virtual board.
Virtual. Board. Okay. So it's there.
Yeah, exactly. Possibly. Oh, and one other thing that I was thinking about with them being in their black undersuits on Kamino, I was thinking about what if they were going
Quintress.
To be... Yeah, Quintress. What if they were going to not be eliminated first, but maybe the idea of implanting the chip in their heads, and maybe that's when they got the idea that we need to get out of here.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
So he might like be watching their thing and being like, they're more powerful than a small army, but they are disobedient and blah, 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 blah.
Exactly.
Implant a chip and they're like hell no.
Like, they're still useful, like incredibly useful and functional for what they want to do in the Empire. So like I would imagine that they first want to try to keep them. But if they go AWOL, then we need to get rid of them.
It might be that thing that's like too much. Like every 80s cop movie, where you caused $17 million in damage, bro. You know, what is it, like Rush Hour? Like, you damaged a whole city block. That block is all made messed up.
I remember that from Rush Hour.
Yeah, like, maybe it's like that kind of thing. It's like, well, we can't get them to work the way the other clones work.
Exactly. You know?
I do
love my little Omega is force sensitive, which explains why Fennec would be after her in particular when she's in the speeder bike with Hunter.
Right. Okay.
Sort of like how Baby Grogu had a whole bunch of bounty hunters after him.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it could be connected to that in some way because all the source of that seemed to be quote unquote Imperial.
Yes.
You know. Yeah. So, yeah, and I've seen, like, a lot of the theories around Omega that it's like, well, it's a, like, that's Palpatine's hairdo. Like, okay, could be, I guess, you know, but I don't know. Omega seems to imply final, some sort of finality, some sort of ending. So is that, like, it seems weird that it would be the beginning or a different, I mean, but it could be the end. You know, who knows what else they're doing? They got more than one Topoka City, I'm sure.
Yeah.
You know, maybe they have all the Jangos on this city.
And I do love the idea, too, that Omega is a clone of some kind where maybe she's also, or he's also a defect, like the Bad Batch.
Okay, new idea. Because I'm like, clone is the only thing that makes sense, right? Like, they're on Kamino, they're cloners.
Right.
You know, the only people who were not clones, besides the Kaminoans, living on Kamino... were the source of the clone's DNA, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what if Omega is like the last Force-sensitive whatever?
Maybe. Right?
Remember in season like 2 of Clone Wars and he's like capturing these little baby Jedi and stuff?
Yes, that's right.
What if it's something more like that?
Yeah, I'm thinking.
And that's like the source of what they're trying to clone. Midichlorians and DNA and like Jedi.
Mm.
Which explains why they would want Grogu.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And like Grogu's a later thing of that.
Yeah.
Because Grogu apparently escaped the temple and then it got dark for 30 years.
And it even continues in Rebels with the Future of the Force episode. Yeah.
And where Chopper was like, you want me to blow up that baby? and even Zeb was like, what is wrong with you, Chopper?
What is wrong with you? Yeah.
Okay, fine. Take the baby out, then I'll blow up the ship. Whatever.
Yeah. So I like all of these theories, and they're all they all have some basis already established in the canon.
I like that what I just said works in Omega in a way that I like. Jesus. So like you've seen the little picture that's like Obama giving the award to Obama. That's me right now.
Just thinking back to Raxus right now, because I'm looking at the photo. Not the photo, as if they had taken a photo of what's going on there. But the fact that it's the separatist homeworld, like I can see the Bad Batch starting off there and like ending the separatists that are there. You know, like getting rid of them completely.
Okay. So the other thing that's a little bit weird is... when Anakin goes to Mustafar, like, he initiates the shutdown of the Mustafar. Droids.
Mustafar. Oh, right. Yeah.
So we still see a lot of battle droids tooling around. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So are we... Well, we've already seen from the trailer, like, the part where it's like, we'll be reorganized into the first! Like, so maybe we're going to see, like, a little battle or two before Order 66?
Yeah, maybe.
You know what I mean?
Maybe, yeah.
And then the droids are going to get shut down? Because we see them, like, beaten up on a few droids.
And not all droids were shut down, too. So, like, Kalani from Rebels was still active. So, it's very possible that, you know, some droids managed to escape their directive to shut down.
But, like, Kalani literally turned against the... Kalani was like, this directive is false, fake news. And then Kalani just, like, went to another planet and hung out for 20 years.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
You know? But, like, yeah, so, okay. But, like, on the battlefront, you would think... I don't know. I don't know what I would think. All of this is valid. It's all fake and in space. Any explanation makes just as much sense. That's a good point, though. I do like that. You know. And we also have, like, Roger, who didn't shut down.
That's right, Roger. Oh, yeah. I miss him. And
Roger
the crew
over there burning cookies.
The Freemakers, sand cookies.
I finally finished the whole series.
Oh, did you?
It was fun.
Yeah.
I was dying, dude, because, like, Lego stuff is funny anyway.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, there's one part that I just kept, like, I saved it, and I won't stop taking pictures and sharing screenshots of this part, because there's one part where, like, they're, like, trying to steal or buy something, and so they're, like, at this, you know, Kanto Bite, like, auction, blah, 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 blah. And they go up to, like, the rich part, and they're, like looking around. And then, like, this the guy's, like, these canapes are subpar, and I shan't ingest them. And he, like, drops it on the floor, and then she, like, turns around and sees the other guy. And he's, like, yeah, I mean, why anybody would choose to be poor is beyond me.
And a lot, like, of things are beyond, like, you, buddy.
Oh, shit, Lego Star Wars is touching on the real social issues right now.
Oh,
son.
Man, Lego Star Wars. Yeah, that was Lego Star Wars All-Stars, right?
No, or no, that was Freemakers.
That was Freemakers. Yeah, that's right, because I remember they had the little the paddle with the number on it, and they were auctioning, right?
Yes.
They were trying to...
It was an auction, and he bought the wrong... Like, he bought a Jedi Starfighter instead of whatever the heck he was supposed to buy.
Oh,
I love that show so much.
And then he puts a mustache. Is this the one that he puts a mustache so not be recognized?
They all put mustaches all the time. Honey, they put mustaches on in, like, five episodes.
I know.
But it's still funny.
I'm like, honey,
people really need to watch that show. It's just so good.
It's just fun and funny. If you have downtime and you just want a few... Like, I knew I was going to... Like, in the very first season, there's, like, a part where Dengar and his, like... bounty hunter buddies who are, like, Dumb and Dumber guys. They're, like, Dumb and Dumber. Oh, what's his name of their species? I thought I was gonna sound all smart, but now I just sound foolish because
Dumb
I
and
wanted
Dumber.
To name the species and now I can't name it. Iktachi.
Yes.
They're, like, two Iktachi bounty hunters, and they're, like, they're locked up in Cloud City because they got arrested, and he, like, breaks out the window. And, like, he stands on the edge of the little circular window all cool and, like, does a T-pose and gently falls back into the wind of Cloud City. And then the camera goes down and he's, like, falling. And then he whips off his little head thing and it turns into a parachute.
Yeah.
And he, like, floats down to, like, a cloud car and, like, steals a cloud car. But I was dying when he, like, opened his little headpiece into a parachute.
Ram and Bash. I remember them now. Yeah.
Hilarious.
Okay. So good.
Well, that was fun.
So I'm looking forward to the series. I can't wait to see Voss. I can't wait to see Saw.
Oh my God. Two of my favorite Give characters. It a rest, Sal.
Don't set yourself up for disappointment.
That's true. So, like, they've made mentions of Voss, but, like, no concrete. Like, they've never given him a Voss comic.
No.
And, like, we know that people want Voss books in the comics and stuff. So, like, what if they were just saving
Look,
it just so that they could put him in this because they knew they were going to use it for this?
Honey,
so, like,
I really love cool you, and I don't want you to be disappointed if that doesn't happen. So
well, we will, like, if he doesn't show up, maybe, like, can we just take a I'll stand in front of the TV in the Voss costume and you can just take a picture of it and we'll be like,
okay,
look, it's Voss with a bad batch.
I will take a picture.
It'll just be me.
Okay. Oh my God, he's gonna cry when he doesn't show up. Or if he shows up, he won't shut up about
imagine?
It. I don't know. Like, both ways, it doesn't matter.
Can you imagine, dude?
You
What did I say? What did I say?
There's no win-win.
You, that's true. You and Lizzie should make your own fan-made Voss comic.
Like, as wonderful as that is, it sounds like a lot of work.
It does sound like a lot of work. But just like three pages.
Hire me, but also I might just do it for free. Okay. Anybody else have anything else to add? What are your wishes for this series, honey? Is there anything here you're especially excited for, or something that's not here that you want?
Well, here's the thing. I mean, I'm going to be honest here. Like, I wish Boss was in there.
We all do. We all do. Like, there are dozens of us. Dozens of us.
Dozens. No, that's all I think about.
Okay, besides Boss, honey. Besides Boss. We've covered that.
Oh, you hijack me, man.
Rent free, babe. Inside your head. Rent free.
I don't know. I just hope that they survive. Fair. And that they stay together as a unit.
Okay. Jonah?
Yeah, I like that. I do want them to survive. Family. I do want my Crosshair theory to come true, where he's playing the long game if mm-hmm. he does turn on them. And I also want to see Daddy Hunter.
Damn, okay.
Oh.
Shit, we ain't going to top that, dude. That's the end of the podcast. Hey, Jonah, where can people find you? Give people those sweet, sweet, sweet plugs again.
Sure. So listeners can find me on Twitter with the handle @BlueJagEyes, and they can also find my podcast with my mom on Geeky Bubble Pod.
There is no finer example of family love podcast that I love listening to than Geeky Bubble Pod.
Absolutely.
It is.
Looking forward to doing more episodes for the Bad Batch.
And I'm looking forward to listening. Babe?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I just plugged for us, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Hey, you can check us out on Twitter at Rogue Rebels Fam. Rogue Rebels Fam. Fam. The fam of Rogue Rebels. Hey, hit us on Twitter. Like us, follow us. Check out our Spotify. This is going on the Bad Batch playlist. You know it because I know how to build playlists all of a sudden. And now I'm going to talk about it a lot. I don't know. I'm just starting to like Spotify now.
Oh my God, yes. He's obsessed. You know what else he's obsessed with? There's this individual. Last name, Alder. No.
Okay. Look, honey, that's not...
Oh God. Save me, people. Save me. Okay. Between Spotify, Boss not being in the Bad Batch, and Mr. Alder. God.
If you guys are familiar with a very awesome author, Star Wars author, by the name of Daniel Jose Alder.
That's right.
You know, it's cool to have a Latino author out there doing Star Wars stuff. Awesome. And also he writes really, really cool stories. And if you follow him on TikTok, dude, he's amazing. Here's the thing.
He's funny and it sounds like he's an amazing writer. But what is not cool is to talk to your wife over and over about this guy.
I don't have TikTok. So I have to, if I see that he's putting new TikToks, I have to wait for you to come home and ask you to put these TikToks on so I can look at him.
should make a TikTok, Sal.
My wife runs the Rogue Rebels TikTok at
I do.
The Rogue Rebels on TikTok and Instagram. Hit us at The Rogue Rebels. So make sure you check out the website where I have reviewed Daniel Jose older books in the past. That's an honest statement, right? Well, I didn't do Last Shot. I will do that soon. I did do his stories. I have talked about from a certain point of view.
I don't know. I just think my husband is getting a little bit obsessed.
You should change your Twitter name to Sell I Fan Over Holder.
Holder. Okay, let's workshop the name a little bit. But it seems a little creepy, first of all. Second of all, was that? We'll go over. We'll have a brainstorming session.
Oh, man.
And, yeah. Dude, make sure you're following us. Make sure, take this podcast. It costs you nothing to share this with a friend. Somebody else who you know is going to enjoy Bad Batch, playlists, podcasts on Spotify, Daniel Jose Older. Share that love. Because that's how we win, by sharing what we love, not spreading what we hate.
There it is, right there.
That's the end of the podcast. Podcasting.
Yay!
Strap in, kid.